This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
All right, welcome back. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, the Zioli Show, on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Christina Martin is an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation. You know how much I love the organization there. They fight for freedom and liberty, individual rights, property rights, and the rule of law. And this particular case, Christina Martin, kind of is a little bit close to home. Not super close, because we're Philly and it's a Scranton, but something everybody should be aware of.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Our client, Rosemary Nick, has a quiet farm up in northeastern Pennsylvania, north of Scranton, and her trouble began about 4 years ago when the local town, Scott Township, passed a bizarre law that redefined cemeteries and imposed duties on people who own cemeteries. Now, she doesn't own a cemetery. She owns a farm. But the local town, again, made this strange new definition. A few months after passing this ordinance, local officials went onto her land, found a few stones, declared it a cemetery, and then told her and threatened her with up to $600 per day fines if she did not maintain the area where these stones were and open up her private property that, you know, has fences and no trespass signs to the public. So in other words, they're demanding that she turn her private farm into a public park of sorts.
Based on some stones?
Absolutely, based on some stones.
So they don't even know for sure if it's a cemetery. They're just guessing it is.
Yeah, no one's digging up through the dirt to find out if there's bones. But, you know, in Pennsylvania, interestingly, the state of Pennsylvania has long allowed backyard funerals of sorts. So there could be funeral or cemeteries like this, according to the town's definition anyway, all over the state.
You know, Christina Martin, this is one of those things that makes me cringe here a little bit. How long has this woman, not that it matters in my mind, but how long has she owned her farm?
A long time.
Long time.
I can't say exactly, but she, you know, it's been in the family apparently for decades, and she's owned it for at least a decade.
Safe to say she's owned it before the town came up with this ridiculous ordinance, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. And there's no grandfather provision here, you know, that to say if you buy a farm that has stones that might be a cemetery, then you got to open it up?
Well, no, there's not any kind of grandfather provision. And the thing that should trouble everybody is that the government cannot take private property and turn it into public property unless it pays a person for it. And that's written in our Constitution. And yet this town passed a very broad law ordinance, a law requiring property owners to open up their private land to perfect strangers 7 days a week.
Give us a little bit more on the constitutional protection on private property rights and the taking claims, and specifically eminent domain, because, you know, people throw these words around a lot, and I don't think everybody truly understands what it means.
Well, very few people probably understand exactly how far this reaches, but the important thing to understand for this case is that the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says that private property cannot be taken unless it's for a public use and with just compensation. In other words, if the government's going to take your land, they need to pay you for it. And that includes things like easements. An easement is simply where people have a right to cross your property or to use it for particularly limited uses. You still own the land, but somebody else can come and use it for something. And that's the town here, you know, they're trying to say that if they decide there's a cemetery on your land, you now have to turn that part of your land into a public park and let people cut across your property to go use that part of your land. That's unconstitutional. And Rosemary recognized that, our client, Rosemary Nick. And she took this to state court, trying to stop this unconstitutional activity. The local government, or rather the local court, said they weren't ready to hear it because the local county essentially dropped the fine right after she filed this. And so the court said, well, I'm not going to hear this until they actually prosecute you to collect these fines. And so Rosemary went and filed in federal court. And the federal court said, we won't hear your claim because this kind of claim belongs in state court under a precedent that my organization, Pacific Legal Foundation, has been trying to get fixed for a long time. The case is called Williamson County. And basically what that says is that your property rights are second-class rights. You can't bring, you know, everybody knows you can bring a First Amendment claim in federal court, even if it's against this, you know, local government officials. But if it's a property right claim, then suddenly you don't have the same access to federal court.
What? How is that possible when the eminent domain is actually in the federal constitution?
That's exactly what we asked the Supreme Court last fall, and in March, the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we'll be going to the Supreme Court this fall, and it's not scheduled yet, but we're hoping that the Supreme Court will take a second look at this terrible decision from the 1980s and overturn it and recognize that property rights are just as important as all our other constitutional rights, and you should be able to bring your constitutional property rights takings claims in federal court.
Well said. Christina Martin, attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation. This is a great organization. They fight for individual rights, property rights, the Constitution, and the rule of law. Christina, where can everybody find the Pacific Legal Foundation?
PacificLegal.org, and you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Great. Well, listen, I'm gonna keep very close watch on this case, and I like to sometimes go on the road and take my show on the road. I went to Denver for the Masterpiece Cake Shop case most recently, but this one's close. It's Scranton, so I don't have to actually fly anywhere. So I may, you know, just kind of take a drive up to the farm.
I love that idea.
Christina Martin, have a great weekend. Thanks for fighting the good fight for freedom. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Rizzioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.